we won't begin our book with a consideration of all the great things a person might desire of life: health, well-being, creativity, self-control, fulfillment, success, and so on. Instead of asking, what do I want in life? We're going to ask a more honest, more useful question. What's your budget? By this, I mean, how much is it worth to you? How much are you willing to pay? In other words, what are you actually bringing to the table to put towards that thing you say you want? It might be the easiest thing in the world to identify a sincere desire to achieve a yearned-for goal, whether that's starting a new business venture, writing a novel, learning an instrument, mastering a new language, acquiring a valuable skill, or overcoming personal limitations to reach your fullest potential. What is more difficult is being honest about how much that costs, so to speak. The bill is always a little eye-watering. The business venture takes immense courage and hard work. The novel takes patience and stamina. The instrument demands an almost supernatural ability to tolerate boredom and slow progress. The language takes a willingness to make mistakes. Lots of them. What if I told you that all it would take to be a more disciplined, effective, and fulfilled human being is to invest one solid quality hour of your time each and every day to the endeavor from now until the day you die? Perhaps you'd think, a whole hour? Wait, every single day? Forever? Even on weekends? Or perhaps you'd think, only 1 hour, that's all? That's nothing. If it would make me a more disciplined, effective, and fulfilled human being, what a bargain. The 5-hour rule. One of the biggest mindset shifts that accompanies a genuine transformation into more discipline and self-determination is to realize that being a more disciplined person is not something you have to do. It's something you get to do. It's an opt-in experience. The 5-hour rule is a way of training yourself to make better choices every day as a matter of habit. The 5-hour rule requires you to practice consistency, delayed gratification, and focus in the face of distraction. The idea is simple. You invest one quality hour of your time per day, 5 times a week, towards those activities that yield long-term growth. You defend this little hour against fleeting distractions, complaints, and shapeless, undisciplined mediocrity. This daily hour is for the good stuff: improvement, growth, genuine productivity, reflection. It's not for mindless entertainment or distraction. The value is certainly in the hour itself and what you spend it on, but it's also in all those aspects of your character you'll need to strengthen to effectively honor this daily appointment with yourself, no matter what. There's additional value in merely continuing to show up when you say you will. You may have a daily temptation to skip or forget your hour, but with the 5-hour rule, you're blessed to have a daily opportunity to teach you the lesson of sticking to it anyway. You learn to resist impulsivity and to stay connected and committed to your goals, even though the easiest thing in the world would be to let them quietly slip from your hands. Over time, you teach yourself that when it comes to achieving the things that really matter to you in life, an hour a day really is nothing. Nearly everyone would like to be more disciplined. Let's imagine that the bare minimum entrance fee to ride that ride is a mere hour a day. Instead of asking about the things I need to do to be more disciplined, it may be wiser to first ask, am I actually prepared to invest the time required to do all those things? The 3 buckets. Okay, so let's say the 5-hour budget is doable for you. Now, what will you do with that hour? We can break the range of possible activities into 3 main buckets: reading, reflecting, and experimenting. Here's how you can do it. Train your focus through reading.